So I got the idea when I lived in New York a few years ago, and I lived in Crown Heights, which was a predominantly black neighborhood, and there wasn't much to eat there. It was a food desert. And so at night, when you wanted a dinner, especially if you were a vegetarian, it was the takeout was the only place to go to get a made-to-order meal with fresh vegetables. And so I started going there and became kind of an addict and just started to get interested in how the people had come to this neighborhood, what their lives were like, what kind of perspectives they had on the neighborhood, and how the neighborhood saw them, how they fit into the neighborhood. All these questions kind of were bubbling through my mind.
And what did you find out?
At that time, I found out that they had a much different perspective on the neighborhood than I did. You know, they saw it all day long, and they had these relationships with people in the neighborhood that were completely different than the ones that I had, that were kind of just passing by. They had really regular customers that they had these relationships with.
Now, these are immigrants who come to this country. They work very hard, don't they?
Yeah, so they're working about 16 hours a day. They open at noon. They close at 3 in the morning. And so they're working all day long.
Planet Takeout is a 9-month effort. You're going to be producing this documentary that's really going to teach us a lot about the different cultures of Greater Boston.
Yeah, so I think the takeouts are really fascinating because they are the intersection of very tightly knit Boston neighborhoods, often neighborhoods of color, often working class neighborhoods, and they intersect with the global immigration patterns that come to the city with the Chinese immigrants who come from different parts of China. So these are spaces where these groups of people interact and intersect, and I just thought that that mixture was completely fascinating.
Now, are you just doing Chinese or Asian? Will you explore other cultures?
I think Chinese might be enough for now.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, your effort is just part of this entire project.
Yeah, so I'm doing traditional radio stories and finding people to interview and putting together stories. But a really big part of the project is for people who are customers of Chinese takeouts, and I think that there are probably a lot of them out there in the city, to participate in the project and to call in. We have a call-in line and to leave stories about the takeouts that they go to and how they fit into their lives. When was the first time you had Chinese food? You know, what's your favorite dish? When do you go? All these kind of questions can tell us a lot about the city, the neighborhoods, and the people who live here.
I'm getting hungry just talking to you. Thank you so much, Val Wong. She is producing a Planet Takeout, which you're going to hear much more of in the months ahead. Thank you for joining us, Val.
Thanks for having me.